We continue today at the end of Simen Yud. So we pick up with Simen Yud Sif Yud Aleph, which in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah begins on page 36. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Sudar, Shenosn Alatzavar B'malchus Eretz Yisrael. Right? So again, so they have this this particular sudar, literally sudar means like a cloak that they would put around their neck in certain countries. Shenikra ba'aravi shid, v'chein buka shahayu nosin bisfarad al-kisvehem, and this buka that they would go ahead and put in the Spanish countries, bisfarad al-kisvehem, on their shoulders, peturim, are exempt from tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotan Lamed Daled writes, peturim, that even though, again, these particular garments had the requisite shear to be chayiv in tzitzis, nevertheless, they're still pater. Now the Berhalocha explains that why is it that they're pater? So the Berhalocha quotes the Beis Yosef, who says, "She'ikar havaas hasudarim ha'hem mitchila, hu kedei le'ataf b'hem svivos harosh." This goes back to something we learned last week. Remember, again, we learned certain cases or certain types of garments that were primarily made to cover the head, but also extended down onto the body. So the Shulchan Aruch already paskened earlier that any garment that is made primarily to cover the head, even if it extends over even the majority of the body, it's still considered to be a kisei rosh, a covering of the head, and that does not satisfy the definition of ksus, of clothing, for tzitzis purposes. Therefore, the Behaloch explains that all of these cases quoted over here by the Mechaber are all situations of garments that are primarily made to cover the head, even though they cover part of the body. The Behaloch actually goes down and explains that it could be that some of these garments were used for other things. He writes that some of them were used to carry money, some of them were used to go out and like have like something to dry your hands with, carry fruit. The common denominator of all the explanations is that these garments were not used primarily as begodim. They were not used for necessarily as clothing for the body, rather again for some secondary purpose, therefore not chayiv in tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on in Sif Yud Beis, Mabushim shebemitzrayim, hanikroim gochosh, v'chein min tigi, v'dulmanish, v'kapatnish, upid yanish shebeturgema, Afa pishesham dalet kinafim peturim. So now the Shulchan Aruch goes on and gives other examples of different types of garments that were worn in different places. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even though they have four corners, nevertheless they are exempt. They are exempt from tzitzis. The Rama comments, Hago, v'adil mabushin shal glilos b'nei Ashkenaz u'svarad. And these same thing as certain types of clothing that were worn in some of the communities in Ashkenaz u'svarad. Ho'il ve'ein kanfehem asuyin shiushtayim lefneim u'shtayim l'achreyem b'chuvanim zu k'neged zu p'turim. So the Rama explains that the problem with all of these particular garments is because, remember, we saw that Aloch HaLamai is in order for a garment to be chayiv in tzitzis. So, of course, number one, it has to be a garment that covers the body. But it also has to be the type of garment that has two corners in front and two corners in back. And apparently, again, with these type of garments, they do not satisfy this criteria. Therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, they are pater from tzitzis. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotan Lamed Vav, he says, Hoil Vein, Dihine HaBeis Yosef Kasav, Yesh Ladaktik B'Mabushim Shalanu, She'esh Lem Shtei Knafos Samoch L'Tzavar, U'Shnei Knafos Samoch L'Aretz. So the Beis Yosef says, our types of clothing is describing a type of garment they wore that has two corners by the neck and two corners close to the ground. Lama Imatilan Bahem Tzitzis. And the Beis Yosef questions, why is it that people don't put tzitzis on these garments? They're a four-cornered garment. The tireis azek kamateirutzim. He gave a number of answers. The dacha osa darchei Moshe va'amru tamla minog. The me'achad the mitzvah tzitzis hu lechatchila shiach sir shtaim lefanav u'shtaim la'achorav. Umabushim shalanu heim kol arba kanfos lefanav. I'efshar la'bisham be'inyan acher. Ein chayavim betzitzis. So the Darki Moshe, the Beis Yosef gives his own couple of answers. The Darki Moshe says there's a simple answer that it's not enough for a garment to be four cornered to be chayavim betzitzis, but rather, again, it must be that two of the corners are in front and two of the corners are in back. And therefore, apparently, in these particular garments mentioned, they do not satisfy that criteria. V'zema shekasov, ho'il ve'in kanfei masuyim. Umabush shekorn rak. So here it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me, gives another couple of examples of different types of of different types of garments, if you actually skip down a little bit, if you skip about 8 lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, see, he says something very interesting. He says, in all of these types of garments where there's some type of suffik, al kein yirei shamayim ya'ase keren achas agula. The easiest way to circumvent the issue, whenever you have a garment that you're not sure if it's chayv in tzitzis or not, is to simply round out one of the corners. Because as we've spoken about before, the only time one is chayv in tzitzis is if indeed it's not just 4 corners, it has to be 2 in front, 2 in back, and also has to be 4 right angle corners. So if you round out one of the corners, it's for sure not chayv in tzitzis. And this is interesting, he writes over here, he says, "Ubiprat biyamenu." If you're following in the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, it's page Yotes, and it's the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah. "Ubiprat biyamenu ba'osen habigodim shenagu mechadash la'asos pasuach me'achareim." There's a new garment that people wear in our times that is open. It has a slit in the back. "V'hu abeged hanikra kapota." And it's interesting. This is the beged. This is the garment they call a kapota. And again, if you have the Dirsha Mishnah Berurah, he has the targum on the bottom there. He says frak. So if you notice, again, this refers to the long black coat that is worn in more, not to be confused with a bekesha, like a bekesha, which is a long black coat that is worn by chassidim. So if you'll notice again, that coat does not have a slit in the back. That coat only ultimately has 2 corners, the 2 front corners. But a frak, a kapota, which is worn in more Lithuanian circles, yeshivish circles, very often worn by Rashi Yeshiva, Torah personalities. So if you'll notice again, that frock has 2 corners in the front, but also has a slit in the back, which technically means it has 4 corners, 2 corners of which are in the front, 2 corners of which are in the back. So he writes over here, Matsui Kamapam Sheruba Pasuach, Ulefi Divrei HaDarkim Moshe Chayfu Betzitis, Shari Shnei Kanafos Shela Acharav. So therefore, again, the Mishnah verse says, but what do you do with the frak? Because technically speaking, again, it's 4 corners. Roba pasuach, the majority is open, because the whole front, of course, is open. And the slit in the back, majority is open as well. Couple that with the fact that the 2 corners, that there are 2 corners are in front, 2 corners are in back. It should be chayv in tzitzis. Akin arot lifter atzmo. Mechuyav la'asos sham al kol panim keren achas me'osan. Arba knafos agula fitipatya mina tzitzis. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you want to wear a frock and sidestep any issues of tzitzis, it is important to round out one of the corners. Ukidla el besif tes va'ayin sham bever halacha. V'yoser tov shi'agil ochtei kronos kidei shetishar rak ba'shalosh ki'ati ba'shisha. So apparently they had different types of frocks that had more than 4 corners, and therefore he said if that's the case, you have to make sure to round out as many corners as you need to in order to ensure that you do not have 4 right angle corners. But lemeis, and it's interesting because if you see what a frock looks like today, so you will notice that on the back slit, one of the corners is always rounded off in order to avoid any potential tzitzis issue based on this Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back now. So that finishes again. We don't have to do this last Mishnah Berurah time. Macharehem. Fine. So that concludes now Simen Yud. We now begin with Simen Yud Aleph. Writes the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. Hachutin tzarech shiyihiyu tevuyin lishman. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that in reality, it is best for the strings of the tzitzis to be tevuyin lishman. Tavoy means spun, to spin the wool. It is appropriate that even when spinning the wool to ultimately make it into the strings, that the spinning itself should be done lishma. And the Ramah comments, Hago, v'yesh machmir nafil l'napson lishman. There are some who say that even the actual combing of the wool should actually be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, v'aminok l'hakel b'niputz. But we are meko, we don't require the actual combing of the wool to be done lishma. Rather, as long as the spinning of the wool, making it into tzitzis thread, is done lishma, that's enough. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, hachutin, sif cotton, aleph, lashon harambam. The lashon of the Rambam is the following. Hamotzi chuti tzitzis b'shuk. If someone finds tzitzis strings in the marketplace, afilu psukim u'shezurim psulim. See, even though, again, you find them, and they're all spun. They're ready to be used. So what's the halacha? They're pasul. The tarich inish la'asos ke'in tzitzis ve'im kein shemalo na'asa l'shem tzitzis. So the Rambam holds that if you find tzitzis strings in the shuk, you can't automatically assume that they're kosher, because even though they look like tzitzis and they look kosher, nevertheless, because you cannot know for sure if the tevia, if the spinning was done l'shma, therefore you cannot go and use these tzitzis. Va'amagid mishnah cholik v'gam b'kesef mishnah chazad the Rambam b'tshuva chazir bo achakach ad kalosh la Magen Avram. But the Magen Avram quotes the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, who says that in fact the Rambam retracted that statement and seems to say that you could assume that the Tevia, that the spinning was done the Shema as well. But the Vilna Gaon says we paskin like the Rambam, like he originally said, meaning apparently the Gra feels that the Rambam did not retract, and therefore halacha lemaisi, if you find tzitzis in the shuk, even though they look kosher, you may not use them because you would have to know for sure that the spinning was done l'shma. Sif cotton bays in the shulchan aruch to be l'shma. Tevia l'shma, v'hu dvar Torah. See, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is a darai. So the chsiv gedilim ta'aselecha l'shem chovach. Torah says you shall make gedilim, you shall make the fringes for you. And we dash out l'shem chovach, that even when you make them, meaning, so we perhaps beforehand assumed that making them means the actual knotting of the tzitzis, and that's how we established before, that when you make the knots of the tzitzis, it must be done l'shma. Now we're taking it even a step back further, and we're saying that the entire process of making the tzitzis itself should be done l'shma, so that even the spinning of the wool should be done l'shma. Therefore, the Ramah, now based on this, you could extend it logically to say, that's why the combing of the wool should be done l'shma as well. And that's why the Ramah says that there are those who are machmir, that even the niputz, even the actual combing of the wool, should be done l'shma. Nevertheless, the Ramah says, the minhag is lahakel. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, lahakel b'niputz. So the Mishnah Berurah says that we're makel with the combing of the wool. Why is that? The madik sif tasalach. Because the Gemara darshens, we understand that even though we're darshening, it says gedilin ta'aselach, you should make tzitzis for yourself, and the idea is you should make it l'shem tzitzis. But we understand what that really refers to is from the spinning itself, because beforehand it's just stam wool. At what point is wool transformed into tzitzis? From the moment of the spinning going forward, sha'asi ikras yes hagedilin, because ultimately, again, that is the ikar of the creation of the strings. So the Maharal explains the name of others, or the Parisha says the name of the Maharal, that l'chatchila, if it's possible to get tzitzis, that we have the wool combed l'shma, that certainly is l'chatchila preferable, but l'maisa is not l'ikuva. If the meaning it's not necessary, that if the wool was not combed l'shem itzah tzitzis, it's okay, but from the moment of the spinning in art, it must be done l'shem tzitzis. It's interesting, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in footnote number 3, see, he writes over here, Ule inyan gizas hatzemer mina behema. So let's say we want to extend this back even more. So let's see, if you go with the approach that really even the combing of the wool should be done l'shma, is there room to say that maybe the actual shearing of the wool from the animal should be done l'shma? Meaning, if we're going to take it back that far, maybe the entire process from beginning to end has to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. See, quotes over here, kasa b'shal so tshuvas tshuvas anhagos. Again, this is footnote 3 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. See, quotes over here, the tshuvas anhagos is of Sternbach. Sternbach writes, shagon rabiso salanter zatzal, diktek la'asos l'shma. See, interesting, because we saw Salanter, who was makbid, that even the shearing of the wool should be done l'shma, l'shem mitzvah says this. Umasik b'shal tzachuvas 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 hagosham, sha'af al pi sheyish bazeh ma'ala v'chassidus, mikol mokom midina ein lahachmir b'kach afil l'chatchila. So the tshuvas v'en hagos writes, Rav Shlomach writes, that even though this is certainly a ma'ala chassidus, it's a very pious approach, but me'ikar adin, one does not even have to be machmir for this. This is not even l'chatchila. Meaning, to contrast this, as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah, who says that today we are mekel and we don't require you to do the combing of the wool for the same sake of tzitzis, but yet again, the Prisha quotes the Maral of Prague that l'chatchila, you should be machmir if possible, and try to make sure that the combing of the wool was done l'shma. When it comes to shearing the wool, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, Dr. Sternbach says you don't even have to be machmir. Even if you're looking for an additional chumrah, that's not the one to pick up on. That's not the one to take, because again, the chatrila, you don't even have to be machmir for it. It happens if Yisrael Salanter was unnecessarily machmir for it, and perhaps again, there's an elevated midas chasidus, an elevated midah of piety, but based on the letter of the law, And even as a lechatchila chumra, Rav Sternbach paskins that one need not be meticulous to make sure that the shearing of the wool is done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So aloch lemaisa, what comes out from this beginning of Simin Yud Aleph, is that everyone agrees that the spinning of the wool has to be done l'shma. There are those who are machmir that say that the combing of the wool should be done l'shma. The Rama says we are mekel, we don't require the combing of the wool, but Mishnah Berurah comments that if possible to have the combing of the wool done l'shma, that is certainly best, but everyone will agree that one does not need the shearing of the wool to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. We will stop over here. We pick up in the middle of Sif Aleph tomorrow with defining ultimately what the definition of having kavona is. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.